Brief introductory remarks by the sponsor. Let us know, do you have any, Representative Newman?
Mr. Chair, I just want to make sure we're very clear about what we're talking about is justification. You know, a lot of the discussion that's been going on is about what if this happens or what if something happens. Well, those are all justifications, the things that are covered already in justification clauses. Those laws are already there, and we're not trying to affect those. And I think that was very clearly stated in the letter from Attorney General Mike Garrity last year in questions to the Senate Judiciary Chair at the time, and where he talked about some of Mr. Fayette's testimony, which was basically pretty much the same, and a lot of those is what if a gang here, a gang there, or whatever, and it says, you know, notwithstanding Mr. Fayette's anecdotal evidence, we are not convinced that the perpetrators of those crimes would have gone free had the law been in effect. And I think we've heard that again and again by Mr. Steiner and others from the Department of Law, Mr. Svetny. And also he goes on to say, you know, and here's the heart of the bill. It says, you know, the fact that defendants may attempt to take advantage of a law once it's on the books should not dissuade us from enacting laws that protect a citizen's rights to legitimate self-defense outside their home. And that's exactly what we're trying to do, is protect that citizen's right to a legitimate self-defense, you know, right to self-defense outside the home. And there's been questions that say, well, we don't know, you know, what would this law have affected earlier? And I can say this, and I don't, there was some crimes that were done. I know there was I know a constituent of mine that had a case that he had spent over $30,000 of his family's income that they didn't have to try and protect his rights. He was absolutely innocent for what he did, but to try and prove that he was acting within the law at the time, it cost him everything he had. And an expense that he estimated to be over $300,000 cost to the state. A month in court. And all those expenses that his family had to go through, that he had to suffer through as an innocent person, you know, as an innocent Alaskan. We're, again, trying to do exactly what our Attorney General said, again, is protect the citizen's right to legitimate self-defense outside their home. If you've got those rights inside your home, why don't you have them where you walk, if you've got a right to be? So thank you, Mr. Chair, and I won't go much further than that.
We're here to the public. That was just to be brief comments, and thank you for just summarizing that. I neglected. We started at 6:30 when I banged the gavel. We have members present: Representative Munoz, Representative Holmes, Representative Guerra, Representative Costello, Stoltz, Co-Chair Osterman, Representative Wilson, Representative Edgman, Representative Thompson, and Vice Chair Newman. We have a full complement, other than our absent Fairbanks member who is not in June of today. So we'll go right into public testimony, and we will be getting more names as we're going along. We're going to ask people to try to restrain it to about 3 minutes. We will not stop you mid-sentence, but we will let you know as we're treading on to going too long. With that, I want to go straight to Palmer. Palmer LIO, are you online?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we have only one name signed up there now. Is there any there other than Mr. Coons?
Just one.
Okay, we'll hopefully get folks later, but Mr. Coons, go ahead.
Yes, sir, thank you. My name is Mike Coons. I'm from Palmer, and I'm speaking for myself as a citizen. First of all, I'd like to thank our conservative legislature that we the people voted in this past election. You are listening and doing what we sent you to Juneau to do. Thank you so much for standing tall for us. I'm not going to rehash all the great comments for HB 524 that have been said or will be said. I will take this from a slightly different slant. This bill, as well as the other bills coming up for supporting we the people and our God-given rights to own and defend ourselves with our choice of firearms, is not just important here in Alaska, but it goes beyond our borders and to the core of the federal government. We are now finally getting to where our states have gone, other states have gone, codifying what we all know to be our God and nature given, that of self-defense up to including deadly force anywhere, anytime. Our existing CCW laws have very few areas we cannot carry. Most I agree with, some I do not. But this bill mirrors the CCW laws. In this time of vicious attack on our right to keep and bear arms by the far left, this bill, as well as the other bills coming soon before you, will soon send a clear message to all the other 49 states and the federal government that we the people, through our legislature and governor, denounce in the strongest means possible the attempts to deny what God has given us. All of the liberal people, organizations, and government agencies must and will, with passage of this bill, understand that Alaska will not fold, will not compromise, and will not stand for any further erosion of our rights. I am positive that this committee and this House and Senate will pass HB 24 with a huge margin, and that the governor will sign it into law. For those who are considering voting against this and the other bills coming, understand, your vote will have consequences, and some of you only won this past election by a very small margin. Any vote against our right to keep and bear arms will ensure your speedy removal from this legislature. Again, thanks for the opportunity to speak and for your vote on HB 24.
Thank you, Mr. Coons. Let's go to Delta Junction. We have Don Warburg, and please correct that if I've mispronounced that. Was Delta Junction?
This is Don Warburg. I'm here. I'd like to thank you, Mr. Chairman, and members of the committee for, you know, taking the time to receive public testimony on this important bill. My name is Don Warburg. I'm a resident of Delta Junction. I've been a resident of Alaska for 37 years, and I'd like to urge your support for this bill. We have some other tools, like the concealed carry option, that provides a level of public security, and that those contemplating a crime actually have no idea who's armed and who isn't, so that's a bit of a deterrent. This bill will supplement that by providing a clear definition of where self-defense may be used, would serve a deterrent to committing a crime in addition to that concealed carry law. Our public can, will, and should be able to protect themselves. It seems our prosecution is prone to plea bargaining. I think criminals know this, and I suspect some are willing to gamble that they can use this tactic if caught, arrested, and then charged. I think House Bill 24 will provide an additional level of a concern by the perpetrator and a level of public protection in spite of the plea bargaining option. I think until we have laws that mandate the maximum penalty for a crime committed with the use of a firearm without the plea bargain option, we definitely need House Bill 24. Again, I encourage you to pass this bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Warburg. I guess folks are staying to the 3 minutes, so we're not going to be really restricted to that at the number of people here. So you had hope you haven't overly truncated your testimony, but it's been concise to point. The Fairbanks?
No, I certainly haven't.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. The Fairbanks LAO, is Fairbanks online?
I heard you, yes.
We can barely hear you. We hear is Fairbanks online?
Can you hear us?
Okay, more clearly. Fairbanks, how many folks do you have testifying there?
One, sir.
Okay. We have Martin Wubbold, and please.
That is correct. And I would like to agree with the...
And go ahead and identify yourself for the record, and if you will, sir.
Oh, my name is Martin Wubbold, and I live in Fairbanks.
Okay.
Please. And I would like to agree with the gentleman from Palmer and Delta Junction, not only in thanking you all for allowing to take the time for this to happen, also in their opinions of Alaskans being protected in their ability to own firearms and to defend themselves with them. I am in complete agreement with that. I do have a question, and perhaps I'm just out of the loop, and so this question has been answered many times, and I'm just not aware of it. But it says an act regarding relating to self-defense in any place where a person has a right to be. And then below, all of these places are places where a person has a right to be. But do I have the inherent right to be in the parking lot of a large store? Is that my right to be there?
Well, we're not going to dispense legal.
We've got huge parking lots, many of which are ill-lit and remote. Elderly people with families would have a tough time, even if they wanted to retreat, doing so with safety and with haste. So being able to stand their ground and defend themselves makes perfect sense. But does that term, a right to be, does that apply to places like private property, large parking lots, things like that?
Representative Newman, would you like to take a stab at that?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chair. Because it is a store, I'm assuming a parking lot in a store that is open to the general public, unless you've been priorly restricted from coming to that place of business, that is a place where you have a right to be.
Okay, and again, I don't mean to be nitpicking here, but suppose that the store has posted inside the store or even on the building itself on the outside in a place where you can't see it from the parking lot, something that says, for instance, no firearms allowed on this property. What position are you in then if you're not aware of that sign being there? Is it their responsibility to post them everywhere so that you're aware of it?
Well, Mr. Chair, I don't think they would have to post that everywhere. Most signs, I believe, on that, and I'm not an attorney on that, is, you know, in a conspicuous spot within the store or something generally, but I'm not sure about that.
But the only reason I bring it up is because these instances in the lower 48 lately have made some of these large stores wary of firearms in general. They don't want to sell them anymore. They don't want to handle reloading supplies. They don't want to. It's a touchy issue, and I don't doubt that at some point some of them may decide they don't want people carrying on their property. But these are huge parking lots, which you can drive around a long time and not be able to read anything on the side of the building. I don't mean to be nitpicky, but I could see that be happening with some of these businesses.
And perhaps you can contact Representative Newman's office, and he can probe into deeper depths. I don't think even the attorneys on this committee would probably be reticent about offering legal opinions on.
It's just something to think about. I do appreciate your time, and I am in support of any legislation that will defend the Alaskan citizens to defend themselves, own and keep firearms. And thank you.
And I think Representative Newman will plumb the depths of our legal system to our lawyers here and the departments to try to respond to your question. And I know he's pretty diligent in that. Do we have a...
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Wubold. We have a dearth of testimony at this point. We will stand briefly at ease and see if we get any more. And we may stand it a little longer at ease for... We have two more people that have signed up, and as we've noted, we're going to... we'll take testimony as late as folks are here, but the cutoff to get signed up is 8 o'clock. So if we get a whole rush of folks, which it doesn't look like tonight, we'll probably be done sometime after 8 at this rate. So if you have folks that you know are on their way out, that's sort of the window we're looking at. We have two sites, Kodiak and Homer. We'll go to Kodiak first. Kodiak, Legislative Information Office, are you online?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Mr. Chairman?
Loud and clear. Go ahead and identify yourself for the record.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Mike Milligan. I'm, 30-year-plus resident. And I'm somewhat opposed to this. I don't think we need any more encouragement for people to use guns. I think the Second Amendment confers a right to self-protection. It definitely confers a right to own guns. But let's not forget that the Second Amendment starts out with a well-regulated militia. In the 1990s, one of your former legislators, Jeanette James, introduced a bill that required people to get a permit to have a concealed carry. They had a background check. They got training. And the people that were carrying concealed were all checked out before they carried concealed. Now we've got all these different things encouraging people to carry guns everywhere. And I just don't think that it's important for people to carry a gun every single place. However, if this does pass, I'm a person that could really benefit by it. I'm threatened on a yearly basis as a bicycle rider, and there's been times when I'd wish I'd had a gun so I could shoot somebody that threatened me with deadly force. But I would surmise, Mr. Chairman, that this isn't quite what you're looking for. And if we want to support the Second Amendment and strengthen it and encourage our gun culture to continue in a healthy manner, I think we should look at training and permitting more than just blanket encouraging people to carry guns. What I noticed in the news, anecdotal evidence, not statistical evidence, is that once we got rid of the concealed carry permit and just gave people the right to conceal carry without a permit, that's when we started having more gang shootings in Anchorage and different places in the state. There's definitely instances that we would like to change that cannot be changed by any legislation, and we have to admit that. But I just think that if we're going to support the Second Amendment, let's support the whole Second Amendment, not just the second half of the Second Amendment. And I thank you, Mr. Chair, for making the testimony so accessible.
Thank you, Mr. Milligan. Just to an addendum to the historical record, the concealed carry bill was passed in 1994 by former Representative Jeanette James. And then in, I believe in 2004, one of my colleagues of another party, a strong Second Amendment advocate of Anchorage, Representative Eric Croft, passed, along with the rest, a large number of us, the concealed carry law. And I don't know that we conferred any rights onto anybody. I think we just acknowledged some rights that already existed after a long period of not acknowledging those. And I think Jeanette James pushed the envelope as far as the political environment allowed her at that time. And Representative Croft, I was proud to have worked with him on that legislation as well as others. He is the prime author of the of our current carry law, and he, I don't think the government gave us anything. I think the statute just acknowledged that we had the right. But that's my opinion, singularly.
I appreciate that, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much, Mr. Milligan. Next, up the coast a little bit to the Homer LIO, over the water and up the coast. Is Homer online?
Yeah, my name is Howard Hoglum, and I live in Anchor Point. And I just want to tell you folks down there and you to know that I fully support House Bill 24. I think every Alaskan should have the right to self-defense, no matter where he is, and protect himself and his family. And I guess that's about all I have to say. I fully support this thing, and I thank you all for, and I hope it passes soon. Thank you very much.
Very good. Thank you very much for coming out tonight, Mr. Hoglum. Is there anybody else signed up? We'll take about, we will come back at, when we take a break until 7:15, and then we'll come back again at intervals. We'll be here, but we'll be at ease waiting for more folks to, if they show up at the LIOs, we'll appreciate the indulgence of the committee and hanging around as part of the process. So we will stand at ease awaiting any other folks that sign up or call in. House Finance come back to order after the brief at ease. We have one additional person signed up. We go to the this person. Oh, from Ketchikan. Is Ketchikan, is it at the LIO or is this an individual calling in?
Individual.
Okay. Just go ahead and identify yourself for the record.
My name's Jeremy Hurd, H-U-R-D. And I'm here to say that I'm against the bill whatsoever. Reason being, one, you're asking people that maybe never carried a weapon before to carry a weapon. This is unnecessary. You don't need this. It's not necessary. That's all I got to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Hurd, for waiting around. Is there anybody else still signed up? Pardon? We have another person. There's a couple of people. From Wasilla. Wasilla, LIO, connected to us?
Yes.
Okay. Is Laurel Bennett there?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Go ahead and, for the purposes of identifying yourself for the record, give us your name and give us your comments on House Bill 24.
My name is Laurel Bennett. I'm representing myself. And the amendment of House proposed by House Bill 24 simply clarifies the right of a person to defend themselves and does not require the carrying of any weapons, just indicating that there's not a requirement to retreat if you're in a place where you're legally authorized to be already, because sometimes the availability of a retreat can be a matter of great dispute.
And on the issue of carrying the weapon, were you responding to the previous person that testified?
Yes.
Okay.
It's not my impression that the bill relates to carrying a weapon at all.
Yeah, this isn't Kennesaw, Georgia. We haven't mandated people to carry weapons. Please proceed, Ms. Bennett, if you had some.
That was all I had to say. Oh, and I'm in favor of the bill.
And you're in favor of the bill. Well, noted for the record. Thank you very much for coming out tonight, Ms. Bennett.
Thank you.
Next, also in Wasilla, Barbara Carter.
Yes.
Just for the purposes of our public record, go ahead and identify yourself and share your thoughts on House Bill 24.
My name is Barbara Carter. I'm in favor of House Bill 24. Thank you for having this hearing. I really appreciate it. So get it done. Thank you.
Okay. You shouldn't talk so much, Ms. Carter. No, there was no ambiguity in your position, I don't believe. Thank you very much for taking the time to testify tonight. Appreciate you coming out. Do we have anybody else in the queue? Let's take another at ease until 7:30 then, 7:30-ish, and we'll see if we pick up some more folks. This dead air is terrible on radio, and it's probably not much better on the teleconference. So unless somebody wants to tell some, well, we don't want to get into doing narratives or telling jokes, so we will stand at ease. House Finance, come back to order after the brief at ease. We're waiting to see if additional folks sign up. We'll wait a couple minutes here on the record, and if we don't hear from anybody, we'll take another at ease, waiting to see if anybody else shows up. And we will, if nobody does show up, we'll go ahead and adjourn at 8 o'clock. We'd set that as a deadline. It was our desire to have this process open so folks could participate. I appreciate everybody else's patience, and we don't have testimony. Only reflection that some people didn't show up tonight to testify. So I don't know what else to make of that. So everybody is happy with what we're doing, and they don't want. You know, you can make your own agenda evaluations. I'm going to go back off the record before I. Probably too late to not say anything stupid. So we'll stand at ease waiting for see if anybody else signs up. House Finance, come back to order. It is 7:44. We're checking to see if anybody has shown up here in the building to testify. Is there anybody yet on? There are two people. So as soon as we get those names, we'll call on them. Excellent.
Activity.
Okay. They're at the Metsu LIO, so we'll just call on the Metsu LIO, and I won't wait to read a name. If you can just announce who you are.
This is Amy Thomas here at the Metsu Legislative Information Office, and I just am very grateful, Representative Newman, that you've brought this forth. I think it's a most excellent bill, very well written, and I would appreciate all of you to vote in favor of this. There should be no repression of our ability to protect ourselves in anywhere where it's legal for us to have the right to be. Thank you.
Well, thank you for coming out tonight, Ms. Thomas. And Representative Newman has a big smile on his face hearing from you.
Oh, good. Hi, Mark.
Why don't you look at the camera, Mark?
Thank
Mark,
you,
camera's right there. Okay. Thank you, Ms. Thomas. The next person at the Wasilla LIO?
Well, this is Amy Thomas's husband. I'm John Thomas.
You going to do the counterpoint, or are you going to go ahead, Mr. Thomas?
Actually, I'm also very much in favor, and thank all of you for the time and effort to put into this. And it's, as Amy said, well presented, and we absolutely support it and appreciate the thought behind it, and definitely want to voice the positive opinion and encourage the support as widely and broadly as possible. It's an encouragement for the law-abiding citizen to know that they are respected, and I think it does encourage each of us to exercise our responsibility as individuals, and it would not be taken lightly. I think it would do a lot to make a safer and more secure community wherever we are. That's my comment.
Thank you very much, Mr. Thomas, Mrs. Thomas, for coming out tonight. Well, is there anybody else that's online to testify? We'll wait a couple of minutes, and if we don't hear from money, we'll go into another brief at ease, and we'll come back at about 5 of or so to check to see if there's anybody else, and we'll wait till at least 8 o'clock. So that's our status, so we'll just hang here for just a minute or two, which is very risky.
Run out of Juneau restaurants to talk about.
That you run out of that real quick.
We can talk about different menu items.
Oh, that I don't want to make any anti-capital site comments here. Well, we will stand briefly at ease until about 5 minutes of, and we'll reassess to see if there's anybody out there. I'm back from Brief at Ease, and it is about 9 minutes to eight. We have somebody here to testify in person in Juneau. Please help yourself to a seat there.
Thank you, sir. My name is John Sonin, S-O-N-I-N.
And could you put the microphone a little more toward you, or your head, or whichever you want to move?
Hello.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
Hello, hello.
We did the sound check. You're good.
Okay. I'm here representing the, John Sonin, here representing the human race, and as a member of this beautiful city and borough we live in, I thought we may need a word to the wise. I'm not sure exactly how the linguistics go for the bill or whatever you're working on here and how it's said, but it sounds to me as if we're verging on the Wild West. And there's a barbaric reality that everyone needing to own a gun for any altercations that you may run into, I guess, will just take us right back to the Dark Ages. And my desire for a civil society based on laws. And we could twist laws, so we have to have the general policy being one that is sane. Needing to carry a gun because you may have an altercation with somebody for whatever reasons in any public place is too impulsive. And that impulsiveness is reaffirmed by our social milieu at this point with the shoot first, ask questions later World of Warcraft reality that we're living in when it comes to kids especially. If we don't raise our children to believe that law, that a sense of peace can be found without needing to mark your territory or defend yourself at all times, it's going to have the children just making impulsive decisions for me now first, like our financial system going on. I wish I could have been around for that one. These guys are, they'll spin and they'll maneuver around so that they can just avoid accountability. And with guns, like I said, I haven't said, seen the language, but if I'm going to have to defend myself at every cause that I have some problem with somebody, or somebody has a problem with me, and most of the time it's a problem that's just made up in their own fantasy, I can't be at peace. I can't live and think clearly if I have to be defensive all the time or be worried about being shot at. Conceal and carry, oh my gosh, that's the other downfall of this civil order that's taken 200 plus years to build and 50 years here in the state. So I'm not sure, like I said, how the language goes on the bill that you're working on, but I'm defending sanity in the human race. If you are going to make it a right to carry a gun and then use it whenever you feel threatened, so that everyone's got to have one then too, for the same reason. society just breaks down and takes us right back to the Dark Ages. That's really all I got to say. If anybody has any questions, last time I testified, I ran out of here and I was done. So I apologize. You were up to Bill.
So would it be fair to characterize your position as not supportive?
Like I said, I haven't seen the language on the bill, so I don't know what it's for or how it's worded.
You're not under an obligation. I'm just trying to, as folks there, keeping a head count, but that's your testimony will speak for itself, Mr. Sonnen.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for thank you for joining us tonight.
Thanks. I hope I had a little entertaining to your end time here, about 3 minutes. So,
well, we try not to be. It's a serious matter, but we're dealing with. But we don't have to. We don't have to act like undertakers here, but, especially at eight at night. So, your presence is very welcomed here joining us. So,
thanks.
Thank you, sir. Is there anybody else? We'll stand briefly at ease, and we'll come back at 8 o'clock and just make one last check. We'll stand briefly at ease. For the brief at ease, we'll take one last round to see if there's any public testimony. Is there anybody online signed up? Anybody here? Last shot for Juno. We'll go ahead and close the public testimony on this bill. We'll go to the next stage of deliberations with more presentations by the departments and committee discussion and deliberation on the rest of the process. So probably have a couple more hearings on this, but we'll see where the process takes us. That, I want to thank the members of the public that showed up. Thanks to the department people for being online, being in here present. And thank you to the committee members for your work. I know nobody started late this morning, so thank you all. And with that, we will stand in adjournment.